Hi, everybody. It's Donna Fox. I'm coming to you live today on May 27th, 2012, from Akron, Ohio. And as my wonderful producer just mentioned, we're wishing you a, he said, happy day for the dead. And what I want to say is that I hope that we don't get lost in our celebrations, that we not remember the true meaning of today. The true meaning is to remember those people who felt so driven to go to war and protect the shores. And in many ways, we, in a lot of ways, always, we have much to be thankful for our soldiers. And I personally would like to say that I think it's unconscionable. There is a organization called Wounded Warriors. And Wounded Warriors is a nonprofit organization that collects money for our wounded soldiers who need help. They need surgeries. They need things for their families. There's ways, et cetera. And what I feel is unconscionable is that American citizens have to donate additional monies to help our wounded when they signed up in this, you know, to the service, and the government said they would take care of them, and they don't. So I really have issue with that. I mean, I think that the nonprofit organization charity is a wonderful cause, and I have donated to it myself, as a matter of fact. But I think the fact that it has to exist is unconscionable. And I feel that our government should be doing more for the folks who have put their lives on the line. Now, I know Michelle Obama is out there working with the families of the wounded and of the soldiers, et cetera. But, you know, and everybody thinks that's a great deal, and I applaud her for it. I just feel that it's a long time coming. That, you know, I'm a Vietnam baby here. I'm from the age of Vietnam, where people that I went to high school with went and fought in Vietnam. That'll kind of give you an idea of how old I am. But the reality is they went, they fought, and I can remember going to a 25-year reunion of high school, and being really proud of all that I had accomplished, and was proud of my kids, and my kids came with me, and there was one of the top athletes. I mean, this guy was in football, he was in basketball, he was in baseball, he was in all the different sports, and there he was at the reunion in a wheelchair because he had no legs because he went off to Vietnam. And I don't think anything really hit me so hard or so real about that war. I mean, it was like I knew all the terrible things, but when I saw an actual person that I knew that was active, I mean, you can see all the movies you want, but when you see that, and that person at the time when you were in high school was a friend, it hits you. And I'm sure that there are people I'm talking to right now out there that have experienced even more stunning experiences with the war in Afghanistan and Iraq and all of the other wars that we have had to put up with. And I know that there are people out there who lost parents in the Second World War, in the Korean War, and so when do the wars end? I mean, I have dear friends who have lost family members in the war in Israel, but on both sides, by the way, both Jews and Palestinians. And so when does the war end? When do we stop? And what is the solution? You know, the idea here is that do we pray for peace? do we fight for peace? That seems a little bit contradictory there. My feeling and what I'm hearing from the Akashic Records is that we have to be peace. We have to move into peace. We have to know what peace feels like within us. And we have to radiate peace from within us out. And if enough of us radiate peace, and I'm hearing the word disavow, fear, and move into a place of knowing, of safety within ourselves. And enough of us do that, there can be a shift, because the energy shifts. You know, if you've ever read anything that Greg Braden has ever written, I think he is a magnificent writer and an exceptional scientist and a very fine human being. And he has wonderful books. He has a great book that he wrote a few years ago on prayer, and it's called The Secrets of the Lost Mode of Prayer. And it's an amazing book. But the key source is that we need to really create our own peace and safety and beingness within us. It's about really moving into what it is we truly want. And that sounds selfish. It almost sounds like it doesn't match. But the reality is it matches very well. Because when we claim for ourselves that which we truly want, and feel the feelings of what that feels like, and move into that feeling without doubt, which may be a little bit tricky, but it's about really just trying the feeling of what you want on. It doesn't have to be all day. It's not about lying to yourself. It's not about saying one thing and doing another, like hoping for one outcome but not believing it's going to happen. That's not at all what's being said. What it's saying is, and what I'm receiving, not only for creating peace in the world, but also for manifesting that which you truly want, it's about moving in to the feeling of it already being done for just 5 minutes a day. And there are many spiritual teachers that advocate this. Now, if you can do it and maintain it for longer than that, wonderful. But all they're asking is 5 minutes. And if you can't do 5 minutes, do 2 minutes or 1 minute and work up to it. So what people used to call daydreaming is what is being asked of you. So it's about consciously opened, with your eyes open, imagining and feeling, while you see the pictures in your mind, to actually put that those pictures with a feeling of completion of what it is you want. So if you want to be a millionaire, for 2 minutes every morning, move into the feeling of being a millionaire and move into the gratefulness of having all the money you need to do anything you want to do anytime you want to do it. Move into that feeling of freedom. Move into the feeling of freedom and gratitude that you are at the place where you can do anything you want to do anytime you want to do it, and just be it for 2 minutes. Set a timer. If you can hold it for longer and visualize or imagine more, go for it. And what's being said, it's about actually bringing on the purity of that feeling without any yes buts in your head. It's not, oh yeah, well, sure, it would be great if I could feel that way, but, you know, it's like, I'm going to stop this meditation and go pay bills for which I don't have enough money. Please stop the editing in your head. For 2 minutes, move into no yes buts. Move into no naysayers. Move into only the feelings of joy of having it the way you want it. Let's say you want to manifest and attract a partner. What the master's teachers and loved ones are suggesting is that instead of imagining your perfect partner, to move into being in love with yourself to such a degree that you radiate the attraction of your perfect partner. So it's about being happy with yourself, proud of yourself, moving into being in love with yourself, grateful for all that you have, and grateful for the perfect partner to share your wonderfulness and for you to share your partner's wonderfulness, not from a place of need, but from a place of joy, from a place of moving into just being joyful to be together. Let's talk about illness. Maybe there's an illness that you're experiencing. For 2 minutes a day, imagine and be in the space of health. Move into the gratitude of health. Move into the feeling and all that goes with it. A feeling wonderful. Picture what it would be like, and not from a be-like point of view, but picture what it's like to be healthy. And it's not picturing by saying, well, if I were healthy, I would do this. That's not the thought process. The thought process is, I feel fabulous and grateful that I can, and then fill in the blanks, that I can walk up the stairs easily, that I can breathe easily, that my body functions perfectly, and move into that gratefulness. Just 2 minutes a day. I truly believe there's a man, his last name is Dooley. Mike Dooley is his first name. Mike is Mike Dooley. He's written books about this. Esther Hicks talks about this. That's the way her whole process. That's the whole, I don't want to call it a ministry, but that's the whole curriculum. Lynn Grabhorn, who was no longer on the planet, but she wrote a book called Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting About It. And even in the Bible, there's scripture on it that says, whatever ye desire, act as if it is so. Now, I might be paraphrasing on that one, but I do know it's there, and I'm happy to look up where it actually is. I want to say it's in Mark, but I'm not a Bible scholar by any stretch of the imagination. Maybe somebody can help us with that. So it was also in the Indian, Native American belief system. And Greg Braden also writes about that he has a friend who is a Native American, and they went up on this mountain together, and this wonderful gentleman said he was going to pray rain. Didn't say he was going to pray for rain. He said he was going to pray rain. And when we got they got up to the special sacred space. It had been marked by a ancient medicine wheel that had been put there many, many years before his ancestors were there. But it's an ancient medicine wheel. And as this wonderful Native American, he honored all directions. He stood silently. Only for a few minutes, not even. And he said, okay, let's go. And Greg Braden said, well, I thought you said you were going to pray for rain. He goes, no, I said I was going to pray rain. And so later on in the conversation, and Greg Braden writes that he was expecting to see ritual or chanting or something. And he asked him what he did, and he said, I experienced rain. I felt the feeling of rain. I felt the feeling of the land being nurtured by water. I smelled the smell of the water, of the rain on the dirt. I allowed all of my senses to be engaged in knowing that it was done. Not to pray for when it was going to be done, but to pray that it was done. And when you do this, it sends such a powerful, powerful energy to the universe. Powerful energy. And miracles happen. One of the things I would like to caution you about, however, I'm not trying to make it sound complicated. However, it's really important. And I'm laughing because I was talking to a client, and her comment was, I've tried that stuff. You know, I've tried all that, you know, and I tried feeling it, and nothing happened. And so I asked her process. Well, I imagine feeling all those feelings, and I thought it was really great. And, you know, I'd wait and wait and wait, and nothing show up. So I just thought it was all baloney. So what she was doing was she was feeling the feeling, and as soon as she got out of the feeling, or she put her 2 minutes in, you know, she goes, well, it's not here yet. Well, when's it coming? Or she said later on the day, she goes, oh, see, didn't show up yet. Where's my money? And when you do it that way, clearly you you negate the whole piece, because it's not about waiting and watching your watch. It's about feeling the feeling, let it go, and allowing. It's definitely about allowing. I think Esther Hicks and Abraham wrote a whole book about allowing. She wrote some books called Ask and It Is Given. Lynn Grabhorn took Esther Hicks's information, and she kind of made it mainstream in that book called Excuse Me, Your Life is Waiting. Wayne Dyer took information from Esther Hicks and wrote a book also. And I don't know which one was based on hers, but he wrote a book, and he actually mentions in the foreword of the book that it was all based on her teachings. Or rather, Abraham, the entity that she channels. So this is not new news, you know. This is, I'm sure you've heard this before, but the peace is we have to really be peace. We have to be what we truly want to bring into our lives. We have to not just walk the talk, but we have to move into being that. Now, there are people out there that want their lives to change, and yet they're waiting for somebody else to tell them what to do so they can go ahead and change their life. I have clients that come to me, and they want to know what the records say about what they should do. And my wonderful dear friends, the records will never tell you what you should do. they'll give you all the information you need in order to make the appropriate decisions. And for those people who are, you know, maybe not tuned in before, the Akashic Records are the energetic recording of your soul's journey over every lifetime. So every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Records, including your soul's intention for this lifetime. And so when I work with individuals, all I need is their current legal name, and the consultations are based 100% on your questions. So you ask the questions you need or want to know, and the information comes forward. And there's information about why certain things have happened in your life, why guidance questions, help with understanding which way to go, not by telling you what to do, but giving you the tools that you need to make your own appropriate decisions. And many times what people come to the Akashic Records for is because they don't know how to trust themselves. They have been raised and taught, quite frankly, not to trust themselves or their decisions or their life choices. And so they come to the Akashic Records or to a consultation wanting to be told what to do. And the reality is it's more about you choosing that which brings you the most joy. I mean, if you're working on wanting to change careers or wanting to change your life, it's about creating a plan that you are willing to do what it takes to get your change enacted. I mean, clearly, you have to do something every day that gets you closer to where you want to be, that signals the universe and signals even your own being within you that you're ready to receive, that you're ready to move forward. It has to be one thing every day. I mean, clearly you can't sit back and eat bonbons on the couch and wait for the lottery, to win the lottery, especially if you don't buy a ticket. You have to participate in your life. And if you want to write that book, you need to do what it takes to write the book. If it means getting up earlier and writing before work, so be it. If it means doing more research after work in the library or whatever you need to do for whatever book you've got this passion to write, then you have to do something every day, even if it's only for 15 minutes a day, 5 minutes a day. You have to do some action that's going to make you feel good about you so you can move forward. And by the way, if you'd like to email a question, you can certainly email a question tonight. You can email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. That's INFO. At akashicwisdom.com, that's akashicwisdom.com, just like the show, the name of the show, Akashic Wisdom. You can call in, too. We have, you know, we've got some 800 numbers that you can call into. And, in fact, I can give them to you right now. So if you're in the U.S. or Canada, you can dial 888-429-5471. And if you're out of the country and you need to dial, our country code is 011. You can dial 530-513-6472. And so give us a call and let us know how you're doing, and let me know what you want to understand. What questions do you have about your life? What questions do you have that make you curious about how the world works? So give a call. 888-429-5471. And for those people who would like to learn how to access their own Akashic Records, I'll be offering a workshop here in Akron, Ohio, at the end of June. It's from June 22nd through the 24th. The actual days of the class are the 23rd and 24th. So give a call, and I'm certainly happy to explain it to you, or you can certainly call me privately at 216-691-1233 and leave a message, and I'll call you back. We have a question coming in, and that's great. It was actually from last week, and it wanted to be able to speak to this. Joe actually wrote a question. He's from Southern Oregon, and he says, "Donna, can you look in the Akashic Records? I'm feeling very anxious as of late. Even though I know everything is going fine, or going to be fine, I have a lot to look forward to. I feel torn between worlds at times, and want to make sure I'm maintaining a healthy spiritual and physical balance." And so, this message is going out to Joe. Joe, it's going to be very important that you really get clear about what they're saying, all the levels of thought are. So there's an anxiety, and the anxiety is created obviously from a fear. So what's going to be important is for you to get real clear about what is triggering that fear. And the way you do that is by looking at what happens or what you've been doing when that fear shows up. Like, what physical activity or what are you like engaged in, to see what's triggering that fear. Because what I'm hearing is the fear is a pattern. It's almost a fear of success. It's a fear of receiving. And the fear of receiving is about there's some worth issues here, but it's really what I'm hearing, it has to do with the fear of receiving. So why don't you give a call? And again, you can call into the station now, you know, at 888-429-5471, or you can call me privately at 216-691-1233. We can kind of go deeper into that. I love it when you folks call in, because when you call in, it's a much better exchange. Consultations are very interactive, and by calling into the show, it's like you get a free consultation, because you're able to ask your question, and I bring forth the information from the Akashic Records, and I'm not channeling, so my eyes are wide open. I'm in full personality. So it's about your opportunity to find out what it is that you deeply want to know. But it's your voice, you see, it's the vibration of your voice that also helps to bring that information forward. One of the things that's interesting is that everything is vibration and frequency here on this planet. And so when we say that every thought, word, and deed are registered in the Akashic Record energy, because everything has vibration and frequency, that's why it's registered there. By the way, if you go up to the information on the BBS website on my program, you'll see that the Akashic Records, The word akasha is Sanskrit for primary substance of which all things are made. And so I know that it's a holiday weekend, and I know that you're probably with family and friends, and there are fireworks and barbecues. But it's also, you know, important to understand why we have this holiday, as I mentioned as I started the show out. But it is, and at least in Akron, Ohio, it's 11:30. So I'll give you folks 5 more minutes to give a call in. Love to talk to anybody who wants to chat about your questions or about how life works or why certain things have happened in your life or where you need guidance. Happy to talk to anyone who wants to. But again, 5 more minutes, and if you haven't called in by now, we're going to go ahead and close the show out. And I'm going to go on and finish what I'm finishing for the day, and looking forward to next week. Next week is going to be a very interesting week. It's June 2nd. My goodness, it's already, we're into 6 months already. And 6 months of the year has gone by. And so we want to understand what it is that you've done for yourself that you can feel proud of this year. How have you improved yourself over the last year? What have you done to possibly reinvent yourself or to shift things that you didn't like? See, we can sit around and talk about all the things we don't like about ourselves, but you know what? That's just baloney. It's just bullshit, you will. All right? See, this is internet radio. I can say that. But it's bullshit if you just sit around and complain about it. Because if you don't do anything about it, what good is it? What good is if you just say, oh, you know, I really want to do this and I really want to do that. But no matter how you look at it, if you don't do it, you're always going to have a reason why you shouldn't do it or couldn't do it. So at that point in your life, you have to decide, is it something I really want? And if it is, why am I making choices not to do it? Why am I allowing myself the reasons not to do it? Now, I think Wayne Dyer wrote a book, Excuses. I think it's Excuses Be Gone. We have to decide how strong are we. We have to decide who do we really want to be. And I've got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a tough year for me to figure that out. Hi there. I've got a caller on the line. Hi. Who's this?
This is Debbie. I spoke to you in the beginning of May.
Okay. And what do we talk about, Debbie? Because 5 minutes after we're done with the talking, I don't remember what we talk about. That's just the way the records work.
Well, you helped me out with my hoarding problem.
Oh, how you do? Oh, good. What's going on with that? I do remember that part.
Oh, you're doing great.
Tell us what happened.
I found so many things online. Big brothers, big sisters came with the truck. They came to my house.
Uh-huh.
I didn't even have to go anywhere. And they took so much stuff, it's unbelievable.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So happy. Yeah. I'm really making progress. And I just wanted to give you an update on that.
Well, that's great. Good for you. How are you feeling about it?
Oh, really good, because once I got started, it was hard to get started, but
yeah.
Once I did, it kind of, you know, started the ball rolling, and the more I got done, the better I felt.
And how are you going to be closer to your family now, do you think?
Well, I really don't have any family, so.
Oh, I see. Again, okay. But I'm saying
yeah.
but maybe through this you'll find more friends. Right?
Well, once I don't have to be ashamed of my house.
Sure.
I won't have
gatherings.
I won't be reluctant to make friends.
Well, and the thing is what you want to check into in a great way to make friends is there's a thing called Meetup. Did you ever hear that?
Oh, I never heard of that.
You go up online and you put in all your different interests, and the distance where how far you want to travel. And
okay.
the there's different meetup groups that will that this computer organization meetup. It's meetup. MEETUP. Meetup.com. And
one word.
One word. If you just Google meetup, it'll show up, and then you choose your cities, okay, and your interests, and they'll give you on a regular basis information of what's going on, when, where.
And it's not a dating service, right?
Oh, no, no. No,
oh, okay.
No, it's not a dating service. It's
Sorry.
About meeting people of like minds.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea there was something like that. That
yep.
sounds perfect.
Yeah, and this way, you know, in your area, you'll see who likes what you like, you know, whether it's meditation or energy work or whatever it is that you like. I mean, anything from gardening to, you know, to home decor, you know?
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
I was wondering if you had any advice for me on trying to understand my soul's intention for incarnating on the planet at this time.
Okay.
Can you give me any advice on that?
Sure. Now, did you email me your last name?
Yes, I did.
Okay. And that was in the beginning of when?
Probably May 6th or 7th.
Okay, let me just, I was going to go back there, see if I got that. Just give me a second.
May 7th it was, yeah.
May 7th, okay.
Yes.
I'm looking. No, I don't have anything on the 7th. I don't have anything from you on the 7th. Let's take a look and see if it was around May 1st, okay?
Okay.
Why do you think it was the 7th?
Because I think I put in the subject line to refer to that I called in on Sunday. That's what it was. I think
okay.
I said something like call in Sunday evening.
Okay.
So it must have been on Monday that
okay.
I sent it to you.
Are you near your computer now?
Yes.
If you can email me. Your name, that'd be great, okay? Your last name. Just so I don't have, because I'm looking for it and I can't find it. Not
oh,
sure
okay.
why, but...
Maybe what was the correct email
it's
address?
Info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com.
Okay.
So if you could email me that, that'd be wonderful. Then I'll go ahead and
maybe I didn't spell the address correct or something.
Well, I'm just wondering if it wasn't the beginning of April.
No.
No.
Because it was definitely. I just tried to forward it to you.
You did?
The old message.
Okay. So it's info, I-N-F-O, at akashicwisdom.com.
Okay.
Yep. That'd be great.
Let me see if it went out.
Did it go?
I'll you in a second.
Okay. Let's see if I got it.
Yes,
back.
It did.
Huh?
It did go out. Yeah.
All right, let me just see how soon I'll get it. Huh. Okay, there we go. I got it.
great.
Oh, you sent it on Monday, May 7th. Okay, I got it.
Okay.
All right. So let me just see where. Okay. Oh, I got it. Okay, got it. All righty, there we go. All right, so this is your full. Okay, so you want to understand what your life's purpose is on the planet, correct?
Yes.
Is that right?
I've always been, you know, wondering about it, but now more so than before.
Okay. All right. Okay, so well, first of all, Debbie, the first thing that I'm hearing is that you came to be a teacher.
Hmm.
And teacher has a lot of different aspects to it. So it's not just teacher from, like school teacher.
Right.
But there's...
Because I'm not...
What?
I'm not the type of person to want to get up in front of anybody, you know, and lecture or anything like that.
Right. Well, no, it's not about that. A teacher, you can be piano teachers teach kids one-on-one, you know?
Oh, okay.
You see what I mean? So it's not really, it's not about that, but, and you can teach people in a whole bunch of different ways. For example, you can teach people by example. You can teach people by just having them hear your words. Not because you lecture them, but because you're in a grocery store and you act compassionate and somebody sees that and that's an inspiration to them. There's many ways to be a teacher. And part of this hoarding has to do with you learning your own personal self-forgiveness. And as you move into your own personal self-forgiveness, what I'm hearing is that it will end up being inspiration to others.
Hmm.
I don't know how that's going to happen.
People with their hoarding?
Yeah. And there was like, well, the idea here is that, do you like to write?
I journal, but that's about it.
Well, they're talking about possibly turning your journal into a blog about your journey out of being a prisoner of your hoarding.
Oh, see, that's something I could do, yeah.
And it's just about sharing your feelings and your healing of how you how you're healing. That in itself could be an inspiration to people.
Okay, that sounds good.
And so what they're suggesting is you go ahead and you do, you know, journal and then put it into a blog and, you know, allow people to look at it.
That sounds good. I think I can do that.
Yeah. And then see where it takes you.
I certainly have enough you know, in my journal now to start.
Sure. And so,
and see, I wouldn't have done it if I hadn't taken those first steps after I spoke to you.
Right.
So that's inspirational.
Well, that's great. I mean, But you know, a lot of people get information, Debbie, and they don't do anything with it. So you're to be really commended. I'm very proud of you for doing what you did. You know,
You gave me that push I needed, I guess, because I was ready, but I just couldn't get started. So,
well, I'm so glad you took it and ran with it, because it's going to change your life.
Yeah, it already has. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, even more
so. The way that I feel.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you totally clear, or you still have more stuff to get rid of?
Oh no, I have. I have garages full of.
Oh, okay. You know, they have liquidation companies that'll come in and sell that stuff for you.
That's a thought too. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you just call one of those liquidators, and they'll. I'm sorry, what?
I just want to make sure the stuff gets used and just doesn't get dumped into a landfill.
Well, there's nothing wrong with making some dollars on this stuff either.
Yeah.
You know, you got the tax write-off from the brothers, big brothers and sisters. You know, but there's nothing wrong with calling a couple of different liquidator companies and find out what their percentage is and what they would do for you.
Oh, great. You just gave me my next step.
There you go. You know?
I can't thank you enough.
Tell your friends. The idea is I do this for service. You know, there are people that do donate to the show via PayPal if they want to, but the idea here is that you find benefit out of this, and that's good. And then you'll help somebody
else. Maybe you'll help someone who's listening.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You never know who's going to listen, right?
Right.
And that's important.
I'm just so glad that I found you that night. You know, I was just searching around different stations and just happened to know that was the right one to call.
That's great. That's great.
Thank you so much.
You're quite welcome. Well, I hope this has been helpful.
I'll keep you updated.
Okay. Really want you to. That'd be great. Okay.
If you're ever in New York, let me know, and I'll definitely come to a class.
Okay. How far are you from the city?
About 50 miles.
Oh, you're close.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, the other thing is I go where I'm called. So if there's a spiritual community out there and they want me to come and do a lecture or a workshop or some consultations, I can certainly set that up.
Oh, okay, great.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, good luck to you, Debbie, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you
so much.
All right,
dear. Bye-bye. Bye. Well, that's great. I love it when people call in and they found benefit from what we have. We've got another question here. This is from JoJo. Okay, so here we are. Here's what he's asking. I know many people are really wanting to change their lives, and I've called in for years receiving so much of your help in clarifying my path in this life. Thank you. One of the main things I wasn't aware of was the amount of vows I had made in past lives that were blocking much of my good in this life. I went through a large clearing of many of these vows a few months ago, and things have definitely changed for the better. I'm wondering if you can locate a powerful prayer or declaration for those listening to the show tonight to honor the good work they've done in past lives and also release the vows that do not serve them in this lifetime. Well, that's a great idea, JoJo. JoJo has wonderful photographs. If anybody wants to check out JoJo's website, it's shakenphoto.com. I can spell it. It's S-H-A-I-K-E-N photo, P-H-O-T-O.com. But so the so the statement that's coming and I'm just going to allow it is that the first part of it is that I love and accept myself for all that I am, all that I'm not, all that I was, and all I am yet to be. In both past, present, and future lifetimes. I accept myself. I love myself. And I forgive myself for all that I am, all that I was, and all I will yet to be in any past, present, or future lifetime. I release myself from all beliefs that no longer serve me. I release myself from all vows in any past, present, or future lifetime that no longer serve me. I claim my fullness. I claim my joy. And I claim my divinity, for I am that I am, and so it is. So hopefully, JoJo, that will help not only yourself, but people. And I know people are going to say, can you please repeat that? And unfortunately, I can't repeat because I don't know what I just said. However, if you're really interested in this and would like that, I will go back into the archives after the show is over and I will listen so I can copy it down because it sounds like it would be pretty good. Felt pretty good. Felt, in fact, very powerful. And so hopefully that was helpful. If you also email me, I can email you a link to get in the archives for this particular show. And there's a specific link that I'll get for you if you're curious about this show and want to go into the archives for that. If you just go ahead and email me, I will be happy to email you the link. My email again is info@akashicwisdom.com. That's a great question. Thanks so much, JoJo. I really appreciate that question. That was a powerful question. Very powerful. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Hopefully that was helpful to a few people. JoJo has been a listener for many, many years. And Debbie is a brand new listener, and that's great. Appreciate y'all. By the way, if you find benefit from this program and you would like to donate to this program, we don't have sponsors. Our sponsors are you. You can go to the information on my website at bbsradio.com. And it'll say donate here, and you can do that. If you go to, you just go ahead and click right up on the website. It'll say very right at the bottom of it. If you go all the way down, the purple all the way down, you'll see a PayPal donate one time, and that donating via PayPal really helps this program stay on the air. This is paid time. I don't get paid to do this. I pay to do this. And But yeah, I do it because it is important work, and I want to be able to bring it to the people. And I love it when people support me in my work. Also, if you found benefit from any of this information and would like your own personal 1 hour or an hour and a half telephone consultation, please give me a call at 216-691-1233 or email me at info@akashicwisdom.com. Also, again, if you're interested in the workshop here in Akron, Ohio, we're about 20 minutes from the airport, and if you need to have accommodations, there's accommodations right here in my apartment building. They have a two-bedroom suite that's all furnished, or there are hotels very close by. And if you come in, I'll pick you up from the airport. How's that? What a deal, right? But again, this is important work. The work of the Akashic Records is very important. It's time that we take responsibility for who we are. And the Akashic Records is a wonderful way to do that. Accessing your own Akashic Records can help you in every area of your life, from creativity, expanding your creativity, to parenting, to helping you understand what core issues are, to helping you move forward on your path. And you heard just a few people tonight say how they were helped by information from the Akashic Records. And that list is long. And I'm proud to be a part of the work of the Akashic Records. So, well, ladies and gentlemen, it's getting to be 11:56 here in Akron, Ohio. I thank you so much for your questions. Thank you so much for listening. And thank you so much for your love. And so we're going to sign off now. If I had another question, I would answer it. But since we don't, we're going to sign off and say thank you so much. But first, I want to thank the masters, teachers, and loved ones for all their wonderful healing information. We ask all those listening, both live and those who are listening to the archive, may their hearts be opened. May they look into the mirror and see into the heart of the divine as their burdens are lifted. And with that, we send healing energy to all that are listening and all of their families as well. And to the entire planet, may we all be peace and know the joy of gratitude. And with that, we close the Akashic Records by saying amen, amen, amen. The records of the Akashic Wisdom radio show are now closed. If you'll all join me in saying amen. Good night, everybody. Have a great, wonderful week. It's a short work week, and I'll be back, as they say, on June 3rd with another program answering your questions. And you can certainly email your questions ahead of time. And you can email them to info@akashicwisdom.com, or you can call me and leave a message at 216-691-1233. Have a great evening. I love you very much. Good night.